Herzlich willkommen beim ImproLife Podcast. Agile Methoden und Trainertools für die Arbeitswelt 4.0.
Hello, AI Energy の時間です。今日から、AI のカンファレンスに参加している、人たちにインタビューをしたいと思います。It's gonna be in English. 英語でやりますけれども、頑張って聞いてください。So, 今回の一人目のゲストは、Ella Gabriel Amann, from Berlin, Germany. Okay, so our first guest is from Berlin, Germany. Ella.
Hello.
Hello, Ella. Okay, so, so Ella and I have met in Berlin 2013. 2013年に、Ella と初めて会ったんですけれども、その時のカンファレンスの主催者の一人です。So, can you please introduce yourself a little bit?
Yeah, I'm Ella Amann. I'm from Berlin and I am running the Improv Life Academy since 2010. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing improv now since 25 years.
25 years! Wow! So how did you meet improv?
It was around about 1990. I was in Cologne and studied law from this time. And then during my exam I started improv training. And it was really, really, it really changed my life to see how these little regular trainings of improv really changed my psychological situation, my health, my mood, and also it gave me connected me to my creativity because I started for over 10 years law.
Right.
And so that was a kind of study that was not really nurturing my creative side.
Exactly.
And we did an amazing, nice course. We were people from around about 8 years up to 80. So that was the name of the training.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot about diversity.
Right.
That's the topic we have here on the AN conference this year.
Exactly.
And I was so, I loved how to see how the older people could learn from the younger ones and the younger ones could learn from the older ones.
Exactly.
We were different ages, different careers, different people, different, men, women, everything together. And I was so amazed how learning could be so easy and beautiful.
Exactly. So, if you are a superior, so you don't, it's not the thing that you have to give the knowledge and everything, and then you have to be expert. But you can learn from the younger people, and then you can learn from men and women. So it's like you can learn from everyone. Like
exactly.
Knowledge.
Yeah. And this is so modern for what we know in these times about learning and how to do it in a way that really everybody has his own psychological needs to learn. So we differentiate in our work 6 different learning styles.
Mm-hmm.
And so improv has space for every learner.
Right.
So if you're quite a type of learner, or if you are creative or value oriented or analytical or sensitive, so everybody has a space in improv. Improv gives you a lot of structure and a lot of freedom.
And
this combination is really very resilient.
So like when people hear improvisation, it's like a comedy.
Yeah.
Or the performance. But you think like improvisation is for creativity and then a mindset, not instead of performing in front of people, but that can give you the skills of being creative, being open, and then not too afraid of what's coming next.
Yeah.
Right.
So for me it's in these days even more than just the mindset. It's totally embodied also.
Right.
Because the autonomic nervous system is doing improvisation the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us to survive, it helps us to cope with stress, with challenges and everything.
That's
and
right.
Without improvisation we couldn't adapt to the weather outside in the morning or to a conversation we have right now. We're adapting the whole time.
Adapting the whole time.
This is the evolutional principle of improvising your life in a good way. So also Darwin knew that.
Exactly.
So that the good improvisers are the ones who will survive.
Yeah, your life is actually improvisation. Right?
Exactly.
So you don't have a scenario of your life, but you have to improvise yourself. So to train yourself as an improviser is the skill to survive, being happier.
cope with the unexpected. For example, when I quit law and said, okay, now I want to become an improviser professionally, and there was no job for improvisers in these days.
Right.
So I said, okay, if there are no jobs, I have to create one.
Exactly.
So if there is nothing there, so I have to do it in a new way.
Yeah.
And the most people around me said, how can you do that? You're over 30. You have to make a career now, family, kids, and see that you get everything together. And say, no, I have to follow my instincts.
Exactly.
And I really have to change. And so it became, now after 20 years, I know that I became a kind of innovator.
Mm-hmm.
But in these days, it was just like, oh, I have a new idea and I want to really go for it.
Right.
And I did a long, long run.
Mm-hmm.
Now after
mm-hmm.
20 years, mm-hmm. with the new working world and all mm-hmm. the stuff and mm-hmm. digitalization and all, we have so many words right now to talk about agile and talk
right.
about the unexpected. And
exactly.
All the science that started in the middle of the 90s,
mm-hmm.
now it's available. Now we have a language we can share with business partners,
exactly.
the language, and with colleagues.
Yeah.
But 20 years ago, it wasn't impossible to talk about all
no,
that.
Not at all.
So,
no.
Yeah.
So how, like, so, yeah, like, I'm so amazed, like, you know, you've started like 25 years ago, and like, you know, around that time, so can you tell me more about, like, you know, how did you survive, or how did you start, or how did you open up, or?
Yeah, that was really, after I quit law, after the exam, I said, okay, I stopped, and,
mm-hmm.
and I was in America, and I met people at a farmer concern. They did business theater.
Mm-hmm.
And business comedy to produce new products.
Right.
And that was also for Germany really a new idea. And said, okay, that can be something to bring improv to Germany, to bring the connection between art and business. So there was mm-hmm. a little path, there was a little bridge.
Right.
So I can say, okay, that's maybe something we can step in.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing was I was really interested in the area of health.
Right.
Because in these days I had I had problems with my health. But we didn't know what was happening with
mm-hmm.
them. So I was searching for solutions of how can I cope with all these symptoms I had.
Right.
Because everybody said, okay, there's nothing, it must be psychological. So, and I did a lot of therapy and everything,
right.
but nothing helped.
Uh-uh.
The only thing what helped was doing improv.
Right.
And after the improv training, I really felt really better. And I realized
oh my
that
gosh.
I could cope better with all the symptoms I had.
Right.
And so I said, oh, there's something behind improv. I want to explore that more. Because
mm-hmm.
that's much more helpful than all the therapy I do.
Wow.
And what the doctors can do for me.
Wow.
And then I started to bring my interest in coaching and training. I made
mm-hmm.
Educations and became a trainer, later a therapist. So
right.
I did over the years all this stuff.
Oh my
to
God.
Learn how is improv really working? What's happening? What's
right.
going on? And I was looking for research. And so that was long, long, long. And 15 years later, I had some answers.
Mm-hmm.
So it was between 2006, 2007.
Right.
I became a therapist by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did a self-diagnosis.
Mm.
And then there was we saw, okay, I have a thyroid problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And no doctor was seeing this. I had this for 28 years.
Oh, wow.
And then I was able to
recover from.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then I was really happy because I could to examine medicine, and so
right.
now I can have a quite a healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
And in these days, I started also with a train-the-trainer program for improv.
Yep.
And then the first research was coming from mm-hmm. Bacon Fuddle, for example, Managing the Unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
We had the first research from Stephen Porges, who
mm-hmm.
was giving us a lot of insights about
right.
the autonomic nervous system and mm-hmm. play, how
mm-hmm.
important it is to play
mm-hmm.
to become healthy and adapt.
Right.
And all the resilience research was
uh-huh.
coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then it took from there again 10 years
right.
to integrate everything into the improv program and
yeah.
later into the resilience program.
Right.
So all in all, it was a long, 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 long run.
Right.
Yes.
So you have that course. Like,
yeah.
When I like, you know, went to your academia,
yeah.
and you had some like a full 1 year program.
Yeah, we have in the meantime a 3 year program.
3 year program.
Yeah, for
right.
resilience and for applied improv. We start with a 12-day training where it's all about making experience with improv
mm-hmm.
just for yourself, for your personality, to improve your improv skills.
Right.
And then the second step is to use improv tools
mm-hmm.
from the applied improvisation framework I developed. And the next step is then 20 days to do to implement it into the business area where you're working. So that can be therapy, that can be change management, that can be innovation or health. So yeah, we have all in all nearly 50 days.
Oh my god!
We put all the master classes together. Right. For example, what we did with you or Belina. So then we have around about 60 days of training.
60
in the meantime.
Days of training.
Yeah,
right.
And we have the same with resilience.
Right, and then you get a certificate.
Yeah. A certification, and so that's what we did in the last 22 years. So I did it with my colleagues together. So you cannot develop everything by your own.
By your own, but
I did a lot of work with Martin Suzilski in the beginning, and now I work a lot with Roland Special together, and we develop the stuff we have and bring it to the next level.
Yeah.
And so yeah. It's, and after 25 years, I think we're still at the beginning.
Yeah.
We're still at the beginning. We just look out of the egg, you know, I'm born right now.
Yeah,
you know, it feels like this.
Yeah, well, like, you know, that sounds wonderful because, like, you know, if you feel like, oh, I've had enough, and then, like, creativity is dead, right?
Exactly.
But if you feel like, you know, I'm still fresh, oh, I'm still new, and then, like, you know, you can create more and more.
Yeah.
So what's your next goal or what's your next project?
Yeah, so the next project is after we saw that resilience really became a huge topic in the society.
Exactly.
So when we started working with resilience 10 years ago, it was just to show how we can use applied improv into the area of health and resilience, innovation, change and culture. And now we're really sure that resilience is one of the master topics or meta topics.
Yeah.
And and resilience is for us a combination between agility and safety. So this is the balance between you need to adapt to new things and at the same time you need also grounding and social safety to build up resilience.
Exactly.
And so applied improvisation is the main capacity of our system to improvise in all levels of or in all contexts. We need to adapt. So you can work with applied improv in simple contexts and complicated, complex and chaotic.
Exactly.
So we work with a model from the framework from Dave Snowden, and so to see that improv is not only like you do it when there's no other idea.
Right.
We want to really show that there is a kind of renaissance for improvisation, because this is the core skill we need for adaption, for creativity, for everything we have to do,
exactly.
For communication.
Yeah.
And so my next plan is this month we founded a foundation, the Resilience Forum Foundation. And
wonderful.
Now we really bring this business to a next level.
Right.
And what's really important is that we want to start working as a normal business. Because what we see right now in the business world is that everything is about money and
making money,
you know, blah, blah, blah. And also the whole startup scene is great. But at the end, I see so many young people who say, okay, I'm working for a huge startup company, and it's really great. But to be honest, Ella, I don't know the purpose.
Right.
Why I am doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we said we have to change something.
Yeah.
And so 3 years ago I said, okay, I want to have a foundation that is setting the purpose first.
Right.
So we worked on that for 3 years now, and now we have the purpose.
The purpose first.
The why.
Right.
Why are we doing this?
Yeah.
And then we are also can work now on a non-profit level and on a business level, so we can combine it. Then we can use crowdfunding and see if this project we want to do really resonates to the people. Use crowdfunding and other support. Yeah, and we really want to change the way we work. So start with the why, start with a purpose, and then from there do the projects people really want to have. You know, and not wait for companies till they say, oh, now we want to make a little bit like this and a little bit like this, but we don't take it serious.
Right.
We want to really put our energy into serious work.
That's wonderful.
And so, and this is the next step we really see, we, when I say we, it's our team, you know, and the people who are involved in into the next step, so that we say, hey.
That is actually, one of the reasons why I started my, Applied Improvisation Facilitator Academia,
yeah.
because there was a purpose, change the education system in Japan,
yeah.
and then save the world. But so I am training the facilitators
mm-hmm.
who can, based on mm-hmm. improvisation. And you are the abroad board member.
Thank you for that. Yeah, because we have so much in common. Because one of our biggest goals is we want to do more research and we mm-hmm. want to do more development. But one important thing is make the people stronger who make other people strong.
Exactly.
And it's so our friend said, fill up your own cup before you fill up the cup with others.
So
important that we do so many train-the-trainer programs
mm-hmm.
and bring leaders, trainers, HR, whoever is giving the ideas to other people,
mm-hmm.
that we strengthen them first,
mm-hmm.
also family and kids.
Right.
We want to do much more work for families for kids and, mm-hmm. and also private people.
Yeah.
Because right now a lot of Brazilian stuff is about business.
Exactly.
But business is still about people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Maybe it's becoming even more about people.
Right.
But we have to find a new definition of
exactly.
how we want to be involved in companies.
Exactly.
Right. Especially because we have to be friends with technology.
That's right.
We cannot just fight against the technology.
Exactly.
We have to find ways to adapt
mm-hmm.
and use them in a way that also supports our own needs.
Exactly.
And so, and this is now, I think, after, 25 years to stop at this point and say
mm-hmm.
now we launch and now we do something
and go to the next level.
That was the past,
right.
That was the first step.
Exactly.
And now we go together with a lot of people and also with international projects
exactly.
to the next level.
Right.
And this is what I can experience here also in the AI conference.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big change now.
Mm-hmm.
The topics are here, leadership, agile, design thinking, and so on. Everything is coming together.
Yeah, everything is coming together at this conference right now.
So,
then we adaptability and we are connecting.
Yeah.
And then so CQ connecting quotient is the key word, I think, for this world.
Definitely.
Intelligent quotient and
mm-hmm.
emotional quotient, now connecting quotient.
Yeah.
So if you are have a high level of connecting quotient or
We talk in Germany a lot about resonance in these days.
Resonance.
Rosa, you wrote a great book about resonance.
Mm-hmm,
and that's also what Barbara said, the president of the AA.
Yeah.
She said, what is the future? A part of it is to work in international projects, to connect, to bring all the knowledge together,
Exactly.
And not talk about it.
Right.
We live it.
Yeah.
And this is a big difference from maybe other people who look at resilience or agile, all these buzzwords we have in these days.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's really so sad that all these great things became buzzwords.
People don't
like anymore because they say, we had this. We had improv, but it didn't work. We had agile, but it didn't work. We had resilience, but it didn't work. Because when you don't go really deep into the material, you cannot really offer a good deep work.
Yeah.
And
that's
what a lot of people don't understand.
Exactly.
That you have to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Our education is
the deep level.
3 years.
Yeah.
And we know that a normal trainer who was used to work with normal tools,
mm-hmm.
now the personality itself needs the mindset and the embodiment. It needs all about 3 up to maybe 5 years to relearn and to get these more flexible and agile skills.
Yeah.
And it's nothing you can read in a book.
Yeah.
You have to experience it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of people come up to and ask you, how can I do that? And that you cannot tell how to, because you don't know the audience of that person.
Yeah.
I trained, the facilitators, and then sometimes they ask me, how can I do it? But then tell me your audience, your students, and then what's going on, and then do you observe the people?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have we want to train the mm-hmm. being.
Exactly. It's like you have to learn how to use your body and your brain again
in
a new way. Mm-hmm. You have to trust your autonomic nervous system.
Yeah.
You have to trust your unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deal with your senses better.
Exactly.
You have to use your eyes.
Exactly.
You have to use your body, your system,
right,
your senses.
And this is your senses.
You have all these great artificial biocomputer with
you don't really
use it. You know, it's like it's so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, and we have to relearn it and see how we have everything here. This is our instrument. This is the big offer. The human being is such an amazing offer.
That's wonderful.
And I think we have to relearn that language, at least kids, to use it again.
Yeah.
It's not about learning something new, to trust what's already in there.
Exactly.
And this is my when you say what's my next step, I think this is my next hope to invite people more and use what they have.
That's
it's very
wonderful.
Simple. Don't learn something new.
No.
Just do what you already can.
Exactly.
Be free and open and give yourself the allowance to do it. So
that's beautiful.
That's my next little step.
Right. Well, so I think we are about the time. So thank you very much for telling us all this beautiful story of yourself. So to a Japanese audience, can you... please give us some a beautiful message from Berlin or from your experience or
from the ANA?
Yeah.
I think one of the beautiful moments is to see that everyone here is connected to something that's bigger than himself.
Exactly.
And this is that there is so much freedom you feel and so much structure at the same time. So
right.
People feel connected.
Mm.
And I think that's something I think this is something that we are connected. Diversity is
around
the world. We all have this in our system. And this is what I really want to hear every voice, every speaker, every workshop. Everyone who is giving a workshop is connected to something. And you can share something.
Yeah.
And I think this is a good way of sharing.
Yeah, I hope within very coming future, we're gonna be doing some Zoom or webinar session together.
Yeah.
So that
we use all these great devices we have and we use the technology to share more of our wisdom.
Right. So to be connected around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. So stay tuned and I'm gonna let you know more about it. So thank you very much, Ella.
Thank you very much, Hiro.
Okay.
Mehr Infos über die Impro-Live-Akademie und unsere Angebote findet ihr online auf www.impro-live-akademie.com.